This summer, NPR is looking back at watershed moments in the civil rights movement. Among the legacies of that era are the children of people killed because of their work to bring about racial equality. They're sometimes called children of the martyrs. Today, NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates introduces us to Van Evers, the son of Medgar Evers, whose work to register black voters cost him his life.
June 11, 1963, Jackson, Mississippi. In the early evening, Merle Evers and her three children, Rena, Daryl, and Van, had been gathered around the television to hear President John F. Kennedy tell the country it would begin to experience desegregation in earnest soon.
A great change is at hand, and our task, our obligation, is to make that revolution, that change, peaceful and constructive for all.
The night of the speech, Merle Evers allowed her children to stay up and wait for their father, who had, as he often did, worked late. As the first field secretary for the NAACP, Medgar Evers did work that was dangerous and necessary to desegregate what some called the meanest state in the country. The family had received so many death threats that the Evers regularly ran household drills to teach their children how to drop to the floor and crawl to the safety of their bathtub to avoid the damage from bullets and firebombs. A few minutes after midnight, Medgar Evers' car turned into the driveway. But then, as he was exiting the car, a shot rang out.
The bullet hit him in the back, crashed through his body, through a window into the house. He died within an hour at a Jackson hospital.
Medgar Evers was just 37 years old. He'd been killed by an angry segregationist for his voter registration activities and for urging blacks to boycott Jackson businesses that insisted on remaining segregated.
Don't shop for anything on Capitol Street. Let's let the merchants feel the economic pinch.
James Van Dyke Evers still marvels at his father's courage. He was 3 when his dad was killed. Now at 53, he has his mother's charm and his father's love of photography. Medgar Evers was known to take a camera with him everywhere he went. After his murder, the family fled Mississippi for California, where Van Evers grew up. And he now has a job that would make his father smile. He's a successful professional photographer doing commercial and editorial work. Sitting in a park not far from his Pasadena home, Evers says he went back to Mississippi with his mother in June to be honored at ceremonies commemorating the 50th anniversary of his father's death and celebrating his life and work. It was not an easy trip to make.
Going back to Mississippi is always a difficult thing for me. It brings back memories, not very pleasant memories.
He's proud of the racial progress Mississippi has made since his father's death and proud of the part his father had in creating that progress. But it came at a huge personal cost to Van Evers, one he isn't sure he'd pay if he'd had the choice.
Being selfish, I would give it all back to have Dad.
Growing up, Van Evers says he felt as if he'd given both of his parents to the movement. Merle Evers was often on the road making speeches to provide for the children and continuing her husband's work. When she was home, she made sure her children knew they were important parts of their father's life.
She was like, Dad would drive from, I don't even know the counties, do anything to get back for my brother, my sister, if they had events. He loved us.
And that influences his own parenting. Van Evers and his wife are raising 2 young sons, and he's very clear on what he wants for his own children.
The most important thing I can do in my life is to give my kids what I did not get.
Some have questioned Evers for making family his priority rather than continuing his father's work. That irritates him.
That was not my calling. And, society and people and famous people, why aren't you doing what your dad did?
They've actually asked you that?
Oh, yeah. Why aren't you picking up the torch? Why aren't you moving along? Why don't you do it? And I look at them and it's like, I guess you're not really been ever in my position.
Evers has created a rich, full life, and like many of the martyrs' children, he is remarkably philosophical about his loss. To feel hatred for all whites because one white man killed his father? No. That would go to a very dark place in his soul, and he refuses.
My dad gave his life for us not to live on the dark side, not to live with anger and not to live in fear.
In 2008, Van Evers did what he's always done to honor his father's work. He voted. He says he felt his dad was with him when he entered the voting booth. Sometime later, Evers and his family visited the White House. Barack Obama shook hands with the children whose grandfather's work on voter registration helped to make his job possible. And Van Evers, of course, documented the moment with a photograph. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Karen covers race, ethnicity, and culture for NPR's Code Switch team. We have conversations with other children of civil rights martyrs, including Martin Luther King III, at our website, npr.org.